At one, more than 2.5 million people have now fled Ukraine, with around half of those children, according to the latest estimate from the United Nations. Russia has promised another ceasefire to allow evacuations from the port city of Mariupol and from Kyiv, Sumy, Kharkiv and Chernihiv. However, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says no civilians have been able to make their way out of Mariupol, while the mayor of Kharkiv said 48 schools in Ukraine's second largest city have been destroyed in relentless bombardment by Russian forces. Reports suggest Russian troops are now regrouping northwest of Kyiv in what could be preparation for an assault on the Ukrainian capital. We can talk now on the line from Kyiv to Oz Katerji, who's a freelance writer, journalist and filmmaker. Oz, thanks for taking our call this afternoon. Now, what are you able to tell us about the situation in Kyiv and in the surrounding area? Particularly, what information do you have about this reported regrouping of Russian forces?
So in central Kyiv, it's all normal as it has been for the last few days. Not much has changed the situation here on the ground. Around the outskirts, there's still heavy fighting going on. And therefore, it's quite difficult to get out there and see for yourself what's happening. But yeah, the reports are to be believed that Russian forces are trying to regroup and take ground, but they are really struggling to make a foothold in this city itself, which is why they're bombarding massively the areas in the surrounding area.
And more than 2 weeks into this invasion, what are conditions at the moment in Kyiv?
Well, people be pleased to hear that that today we had, I saw some shops had restocked some dairy products and vegetables. So, you know, at the moment, supply lines hold. People are reinforcing barricades, you know, right in front of me. I can see guys stacking some fresh sandbags in a new position that hadn't had them in before. So they're really, you know, building up this city's defences day by day by day.
Concerns, though, that Russia might be preparing to use chemical weapons. Would there be any protection against that sort of attack for people, for example, in Kyiv?
No, there would be no protection for that sort of attack for anyone in any city in the world. That's why they're so dangerous. That's why they're so illegal.
And the UN also today, quoting credible sources, several cases, they say, that have been verified of Russian forces using cluster bombs in heavily populated civilian areas, indicative of a war crime.
Yes, that's Russia's tactic. It's been Russia's tactic in Syria. And it's Russia's tactic here. You know, it's to break the civilian population, to deteriorate and to demolish civilian infrastructure, and you know, demoralize the people. So that's what Russia's trying to do here.
And what is morale like at this point after these relentless bombardments elsewhere in Ukraine? The fact that so many hundreds of thousands, more than 2.5 million people have now fled the country. What is the morale of those who remain?
Well, I can't speak for what the morale is like in the areas that I haven't visited, but right here in Kyiv, morale is still high. You know, people are. Understandably on edge, especially at checkpoints. But once your identity's been established, there's normally a joke and a smile and a laugh. So I'd say that people with high morale wouldn't be acting like that with such resolve and such defiance.
Again, the European Union is considering, we understand, at this summit meeting in Versailles, further military aid and military type aid to Ukraine, €500 million promised already, and now the suggestion is that might be doubled. Is the military aid that's already been promised evident there? Is that coming through? And what difference would a further commitment make, do you think?
Well, I think the Ukrainians are very clear that what they need is more help in the anti-air department. So while there have been, you know, progress made, and I have seen evidence of anti-tank weapons on the ground here, the Ukrainians...
I think we've lost the line
there.
Sorry, Oz, I think we just lost the line to you there, but it's come back. Yeah, I think we've just lost the line there to Oz in Kyiv. But our thanks to Oz Katerji in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. There. Well, let's talk now.